All right, so Gwen Tebow, I am very glad that you decided to do the interview today. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks for having me. Because one of the things that I do is I am a speaker and a trainer. And so my audience at the time when I used Blog Talk Radio for podcasting was simply to reach a bigger audience. And at the time, it was predominantly women. And I had featured different guests every single week that covered a variety of topics. So, for example, I'm a motivational speaker, and so one of the things that I would share would be, you know, how to overcome fear and pressing past your current circumstances so that you can live a more purpose-filled life. I would invite other guests who would talk about some of the personal challenges that they face and how they've pressed past those. So to talk about my particular target audience at that time, certainly it was predominantly women, but it was also women who had a great desire to do something different in their life. They knew that there was something more that they should be doing, and they needed someone who would share with them stories of overcomers, stories of people who, in the face of adversity, in the face of challenges or whatever their circumstances were, they were willing to press past all of that in pursuit of their dreams.
Well, good, good. Well, I attended one of your workshops, and I can tell you firsthand, I believe your work is absolutely marvelous. What tools, Gwen, do you use to capture your podcasting?
You know what, Kat, I use one tool, and that's called Audio Acrobat. I've used it for quite some time, and it really just does everything that I need it to do. So I've done lots of recordings and podcasts and even video and things with this particular tool. So that's my number one tool that I use.
Why did you choose Audio Acrobat? What made you say, hey, this is the one tool I am going to use?
Well, you know what, Kat, because it's simple. It's very user-friendly. I definitely think that I have no real major challenges adapting to technology and things like that, but I really wanted something that would give me what I needed but wouldn't give me a headache in learning how to do it. And so Audio Acrobat was one that was very simple to use. They have lots of free hands-on training available if you get stuck. They have great customer service support. So that was the main drawing factor for me, was that it was easy to use, easy to learn, and lots of support in using it. But what I currently use Audio Acrobat right for now is I create several different home study programs that have audio classes that I create with them. And so I put those together and I put those on my website as well. I have some other programs that I record using Audio Acrobat.
You did make an audio CD to go with your workbook. Did you actually make that with Audio Acrobat or another tool?
Audio Acrobat, yes. I do all of that through that particular platform. And, yes, I do have a home study program where it has the workbook and the audio that accompanies it. And, yes, I did that all through Audio Acrobat.
Wonderful, wonderful. How long was your CD that you made with Audio Acrobat, by the way, the home study program?
You know what? I want to say combined it was probably 2 hours because I did it in parts. And so, I off the top of my head, I believe that particular one that I'm referring to was about 2 hours.
So now let me ask you a question. Did you actually use the telephone to make that when you called to Audio Acrobat? You actually called and made those segments?
Yes. Yes, and the cool thing about Audio Acrobat, there are a couple of ways that you can make your audios, and one that you've already mentioned is certainly by simply calling into a number. And when you open your account, it gives you your own dial-in number, and you can call in and record that way, and then it's uploaded to your account, and you can download it and do whatever you need to do, put it on your website, create an MP3 recording from that. Then you can also record by computer microphone, so you can do it right through your computer. And then the last method is simply by uploading an audio file. So, you know, say someone did a recording.